Ah, t'as déjà ton laptop.
Ouais.
Ok, alors, je vais prendre.
Ah, j'ai déjà le laptop parce que je pensais.
Non, mais c'est bien de quelque chose.
Mais si tu veux l'utiliser à fond.
Ah non. Il est censé arriver dans la salle. Oh, yes, we are supposed to speak in English. That's true.
You don't put your headset
Yes.
microphone.
Ah, non. C'est bien ton effet.
So we are here to just make the point.
Make the point, yeah. Make the status about the shot detection.
Okay.
To so you have applied the shot detector to some of the cinetics video, at
Yes.
least one. And also we can basically maybe just comment on this, maybe quickly remind what the shot detector is, how the shot detector is working, basically. We may be able anyway to give you some reference. I mean, your report
Yeah.
is, it should be described there.
Yeah, I have actually, yeah,
You
we
have the
can see the
report.
report
Okay.
here and the demo. And the goal of this meeting is to present the video shot detector to
To Olivier.
Olivier.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So yeah, it was my project during my internship at IDIAP under the supervision of Marc. And as you saw in the email I sent, okay, I didn't send, this video is the new one. I just processed from your images.
Ah, okay, yeah,
Yeah,
exactly. I
but
remember what you
let's
had.
start by the video
This
from
is your
Friday.
one. Okay.
Cinetics demo one.
By the way, I was going to ask, sorry, it's in the video. You did a downsampling of the video, right? I mean, for browsing, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So this was okay.
So this is a hierarchy for remember. So you have scenes and shots.
Yeah, here on the left you have different scenes, but
Okay.
as
So
I
because for
probably.
instance we could probably like group all the initial ones into one scene and maybe after when there are some things inside it should be another scene.
So this detector detected 30 shots, and if you click on a plus button you can expand it and see the keyframes that are in fact 5 extracted frames from the shot.
Which are extracted, I think.
But I think that, as it is, it's extracted without using sub-shots. It's simply five downsampling. We can see the video actually, the entire video, and open with your player. I hope it will work. So we don't have the sound, and it won't be grabbed. The video won't. I don't know if.
That's why I was asking that.
Oh yeah.
It's not this that you processed,
No no
right?
no no
Okay,
no.
okay.
It's in real media, so it's very compressed.
So here you
Okay.
see that we have the shot at 18, then after 22, then after again. And if we go down,
Okay.
Shot 9. centaines, probably. 11, not 12, not 11.
10,
This is 10 in
yeah.
the orchestra.
And then there is
This one, this 11,
okay.
12, 14 seconds.
Yes. And this one, yeah, it's
Yeah,
a
it's
dissolve.
inside,
It's a dissolve, so it doesn't
Really a
detect.
dissolve, or is it really
Yeah,
like, is
when
that
I
infinite
saw
at
the
first?
with M player, it's a dissolve.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not standard man-made music. I would say most of the time, people didn't even say. Yeah, I could see here,
Yeah.
because it was like,
Okay.
both it was on the
Yeah.
single.
I don't know if this one, if we see what's correctly. You see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the one I had seen, yeah. But as I said, I mean, even the motion detector, when it's black, there's no structure, so
But
you
there
don't
is a
esti-
moon.
Yeah, but you
But
don't really estimate motion.
okay, because there is no motion in fact between the
Well, there's no
pixels.
structure. There's no texture,
Yeah,
if you want to say. So
okay.
this is not so good for the motion. But for instance, of course, between the horse and
The call?
the cows, yeah. Maybe we could have detected things, but it's not even sure because you see the background is quite similar and it's not that sure.
And maybe to explain, this method was using a simple distance between consecutive histograms,
Okay.
and we didn't use motion features at all for that. That's why
So
you.
it's yeah, then under the histogram, so you had
Yeah.
experience
Yeah.
with it. So it scrambles, so you can scramble the image
Okay.
and you get the same histogram.
Yeah.
So there's no structure
Okay.
indeed. So of course when you look the horse and then you see the cows, of course you have a black in the top and you have also maybe 80% of like green, which is even not green there, but grass. You have stones, and so there are of course some differences because on one hand you have horse, but it's black. So you have more sky, which is black on the right. So we don't care about this. So it's a global histogram. So.
Yeah.
But it's when for this application, I could imagine that it would quite fine. And it's a threshold, but still it's adaptive, right?
Yeah.
If I remember.
Yeah. With a sliding window.
Yeah. Okay. Because of course, if you just compute
Attention.
if you have to report, because if you compute the distance between the two histograms, I think this was Bhattacharya,
Yeah.
right? So and so if you take these two with the Bhattacharya, then of course if you just do a threshold, when there is motion, you will see a lot of things changing. So by using an adaptive threshold, if you see that there is a continuous change of the distance, you don't do a threshold. It's only if you have an identified peak, which is 50% or maybe 2 times higher than the next second value in the window, then you say it's a shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if we you want to make use the whiteboard or here it's it was to this it's in fr only the this
Yeah.
part about shot boundary detection is in French unfortunately, but the this image shows the results using motion when you use the motion features, and here on the right is when using the histogram distance, and the motion features can better show what's going on when there is such a difficult transition, while with the histogram it just shows that there is a shot change at the end. But even for dissolves, I don't have examples here, but there is not a strict transition.
It's continuous
It's continuous for
Yeah.
dissolves. but deserve
Yeah, I
this.
understand.
Anyway, it's difficult, I mean, in general, because sometimes there are some disorders. You could imagine they are part of the scene.
Yeah.
So, but of course, when you have cuts, you can see they are easy to detect, right? I mean,
Yeah,
it's like,
okay.
yeah, so with the motion, basically the motion tried to estimate what's the motion between two frames, right? It's
Okay.
many images there, but after it's there, and it looks at how many points are well matched. So
Okay.
you can see that like somebody is speaking and so on. So before the shot, you can see that usually there are like 90% of the points at least, right? There are some motion. So, but then after suddenly, if you go from one frame and you try to match all the points here, with like a translation plus a zoom plus maybe some rotation, you can't find anything well, right? So basically, you see that the number of points maybe are only 10% of the points you can match well,
Okay.
so it's easy to detect. And after you can see that indeed, because it's a long shot and it's almost like a flat plane, you can do a
Yeah.
very good registration. So the number of points
Okay.
is very high. I
I
mean, the
see.
number of points that
Yeah.
are matching. And here, you basically here with your histogram. You can see it's very flat, but of course, if you go from this histogram to this, which is essentially this big
I see. Okay.
measure, which is here the Kite 2. I don't know whether this is what your implement is used.
No, I
Now
see.
it's, well, for the video you saw, it's BataShine.
Yeah.
It's BataShine, okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, and you have maybe one image with the adaptive threshold. I think you had
Yeah.
something like this. Maybe it's again. Yeah, so there is the idea is having a sliding window. We have already all the data that is on the graph, and then to detect the changes, we do a calculation. With points under this sliding window, within this sliding window, and we calculate. So what do we do here? In fact, we want to detect that this point in the middle is higher than
Alpha times the maximum of
the
the other
threshold.
ones.
Exactly.
Okay.
Of the other ones. Alpha times the
Oh, okay.
maximum of the other ones. So the, of course, if it's you are not a maximum, you are not going inside the window. You are not the max. Anyway, you are not going to be to be above alpha times the max of the others, right? Because alpha is lower than one.
Okay.
But if you are in the maximum already at this point, we check simply if this value is alpha times the max of the other points. Let's say this point here. Like for instance
Okay.
here I see
Okay.
6, but I don't know whether this was for BataShine or for Kite 2. It may be for Kite 6, but yeah, but for BataShine, it's for the test I did, it's 2.4.
2.4, yeah. So it's a bit less because the amplitude is much
Yeah.
smaller.
Yeah. So you can. It was not so obvious, I mean, because the
No.
motion, I mean, it was in the shot we've seen, because especially with Kite 2 squared, the amplitude is much bigger than with BataShine,
Yeah,
right?
okay.
You can see that it could go to 700, and when it's there's nothing, it can be zero. But BataShine is between 0 and 1, so you have not so
Okay.
much amplitude. But still, in some of these videos, for instance, even if we wouldn't go now, if we want to go now for the kayak case, I don't know. At some point he is targeting two kayaks and he's moving quite fast towards two other people. I don't know what happened there, if it was detected as a short transition or.
In the first shot,
Yeah.
yeah, I saw that it was detected
It
as
was
a shot.
as a
Yeah.
shot, okay. I was
You want
wondering,
to see now? Okay.
yeah, maybe.
But he didn't. Okay.
But here, for instance, you understand. So we can show this tomorrow to the people at
Yeah,
this
okay.
CNETIS meeting. I mean, so.
Okay. I will look to have a connection
Yeah,
later.
okay, yeah, we need a
Okay.
connection, that's true.
And
Yeah,
you need
that's
a
true.
laptop or you are here?
Yeah, I can bring my laptop if necessary.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll bring it. Okay,
Okay.
this is idiot laptops. So here, in fact, after 12, I don't know if it's, I think it's 12 frames.
Oh yeah, but normally there is a burning.
Okay.
If you, maybe you can play the shot.
Yeah.
It's strange.
Oh yeah, maybe a burning.
Maybe you play, yeah, if you play the video. Well, at the beginning, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, there is no, I didn't.
You didn't generate the
real media.
Media. Okay.
But yeah, it's complicated.
Well, no, I mean here I can see that it was detected as a single shot.
Yeah, here we can see that. Yeah.
Okay, I was because here you can see that the motion here is there. You know, is doing a zoom on the tool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there is transition.
Yeah, and then he's doing quite a fast transition from this to another one.
Okay.
And I was wondering whether so if you. Well, though, of course, it's true that it's mainly water, so maybe the color is in the air. But you know, as the kayak is entering quite fast, I mean, you can have quite.
I can see. There is another program that
but
I can see.
See that it seems to be. How many shots do we have?
It's. I think it's. There are five only.
Yeah, the one is.
If we expand all.
So you did it with what, by the way? It's with the images I give you, or
yeah.
Okay.
The other one had problems converting the video into GIFs, and then so I used a program from software from Sebastian PPM
to generate
ABI.
An ABI file. Okay. Yeah.
Because yeah, one thing maybe we will talk about that is the library. It's it doesn't. Compile anymore on Debian machine. Some maybe some work. This. I don't know why this image doesn't appear. This is the frame that is extracted to be the shot keyframe.
Yeah.
This one is this one, the middle one. So I don't know why it doesn't appear. But it's just a simple problem in the get frame. But what I can show you now is a little program if you want to be. Very precise about so it's get frames. Okay, and we were interested in around what do you want? Around 6-7 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, initially, I don't know why there is a shot detected.
Okay. If we do it very nice. Oh, thank you.
Ah, okay, so the 0012 here is an image number.
Yeah, in fact, yeah, that's
in
why I said it's a frame number. I don't know why.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A frame number.
Okay, so then.
This is the frame number, this is in second. I kept. The frame number.
So the 0.12, c'est quoi? It's in seconds? Or
it's 12 frames, 0
okay.
Seconds.
Ah, okay, yeah, okay, okay, seconds plus number.
Yeah.
The next is 11 seconds.
Okay, so basically
frames.
What has been yeah, extracted is this pointer. Okay,
yeah.
So this is normal. Okay.
Yeah, so if we do every second, the middle frame is this. Just it's another kind of browsing page, but to
okay.
Be more precise about to check maybe the this
okay, like transitions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And you go back to one frame around 160, for instance, and there is
okay.
Yeah. Okay. You see that there is a okay. It's not a shot change. It's a motion actually.
Yeah, it's motion. Yeah, it's not
yeah,
a cut.
Yeah,
but I was thinking that maybe it could have been.
Yeah.
But it's true that
it's
mainly water when you're speaking, so it's
yeah.
Not such a big. Yeah, sometimes I mean you can have various things. That, I mean, you just think about more action movie and like this. Sometimes very difficult. So for cuts, usually there is no problem. People say this is a cut. This is not a cut. But like for dissolve. Even sometimes, you know, people people may have some trouble and saying this is a default, this
mm-hmm.
is not,
mm-hmm.
we should, this should be labeled as a transition or not. Some people will say, yeah, but it's part of the thing. Or for instance, in like in also in advertising, usually, because the shots are very, very short in advertising,
yeah.
usually it's very fast. And so sometimes, yeah, when you have an incrustation like last time, what should you say? It's a change of.
When you have the goal results,
yeah.
then yeah, in fact, it's not a short change.
Yeah. So sometimes very difficult. At least what I can see is that currently, like for Cinetis, for instance, if it's to do color correction, or for instance, if it's too black,
mm.
to have it whiter, I think these type of things should be fine.
Mm.
Because basically, even if they are not real shots, they are not so interested if it's not
yeah.
real shots. Maybe after they have this, and they may say, okay, just by looking at this summary, so maybe for the summary we could do better keyframe extraction, for instance. But by just looking at the keyframes and so on, they may say, okay, from this shot, we apply like specific color enhancement algorithm
mm-hmm.
or restoration algorithm or to improve the brightness and something like this, right? And
mm-hmm.
so I think for them, this is fine.
So this would be made manually, actually, when you say from this up to this shot is using a graphical user interface. Someone would do manually for each.
Well,
video.
Maybe after. I mean, they would they would go directly and say select the shots from here to here, and they would say you apply this algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So of course we could try to make scene clustering and so on, but I'm not even sure that this
mm-hmm.
is necessary for them at this point, because if they have a 6-minute movie, if they have 30 shots
mm-hmm.
for them, it might be easier to look at from here to here
yeah.
and apply this. And they can do it quite quickly, and they have to do it anyway, because what's going to take time might be to select the type of restoration algorithm or
oh,
the type
okay.
of things. So this might take more time
yeah.
than
mm-hmm.
having to click 2 times on 2 shots
okay.
than having directly a scene, right? So I think for them, this type of things is going to be useful, at least for this task.
Okay.
If they want to do stabilization, it might not be sure that
mm.
This is the right segmentation mm. for some of these, but so, but this is another point. So for motion stabilization, as I said several times, we are not we did not commit to provide anything. But of course, if we can provide things, we'll do it. But, so do you have more questions, or
no.
do you have?
I have looked at the demo film, and it's about 40 minutes, and about 173 different shots. So
this is the one in the DVD.
Yeah.
Maybe okay. We can see a little bit if you want to play.
Yes. And I don't know if this is a real sample DVD, because this will make about 5 seconds for each shot. So I think it's very short.
Well, no, it's okay.
Well, I just, I think
this is to make a change in the color, light, and they have a lot of shots.
Yeah, but after a minute, maybe more like a guy. An interface, a guy interface,
mm.
where I mean, if they can select from shot 1 to 7,
okay. Yeah, okay.
This is the same thing.
Okay.
They may do the grouping by themselves, but by looking at this, it may take less than 1 minute. And I think it's anyway, if it's too summarized, after they may want to go inside to see whether there's no special thing for me. So
yeah.
Because after it depends. I mean, if you give only 1 keyframe per shot, after, I mean, it's 170 minutes, it's quite fast, right? So I think the hierarchical thing is good, because still you can check if you have some ambiguities or not. Sure.
Okay, in fact, I didn't understand that, but now I understand better that Cinetis wants this kind of method to help them to restore and to apply the algorithms
yeah.
to to make a better movie. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not for the client, for the user who will
well,
maybe.
Ultimately, oh. I think this is the
maybe
type of thing.
Okay.
But at this point, we.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope that if it's a big success, they will ask EDF to provide something like this, of course,
okay.
Some money. At least to pay a student or somebody for
mm-hmm.
doing it. But yeah, of course, this was ultimately, I think, one way of if you could provide like chapters or something like this,
mm-hmm.
indeed you could provide like the API to the clients and they may ask for special services or and even to just to watch a movie to have direct access
mm-hmm.
to different parts and so
mm-hmm.
on. But it's
yeah.
I mean, this labeling might be more easy to do for the client, by the client, because he knows what's there.
Okay.
He wants to have this and this. And
oh, okay, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So
because he did the movie, so he wants to, okay,
yeah, yeah.
to organize.
Yeah, to organize,
to,
yeah,
okay.
yeah. Otherwise, I mean, just. But
this
of,
is, yeah.
But of course, it
yeah.
might be easy to do a very simple software which would allow the user to select just the shots and give names,
mm-hmm.
and after it would generate automatically some index.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I suppose mm-hmm. the client might be interested in
yeah.
such
mm-hmm.
a things if
okay.
he could generate automatically on the DVD. But for, and you could imagine that before sending him the DVD, you could allow him to watch this type of interface, and
mm-hmm.
he would be able to do the selection, say this is this,
mm-hmm.
this is this, this is it, and when he would receive the
yeah.
DVD,
yeah.
he would indeed get already the chapters that he decided to put there.
And this could be done by through internet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think this
mm.
may, it's good that this is
mm.
a demo like this because I'm sure that
mm.
they might be interested in
mm-hmm.
it. Because
yeah.
I imagine that
from the client point of view and from the preparation
yeah.
of
yeah.
the movie
yeah.
and DVD.
Mm. Okay. So I think this is a very good one. And,
I don't know all here. And
sorry?
But you see that sometimes even here it's a bit like, for instance, if people would like to have like some motion conversation,
yeah,
it could be proposed. But for instance here it would be problematic. So here it's fine to do motion conversation, stabilization. Tu regardes les deux trois fois. Non, non, c'est mort. C'est marrant quand ça faisait.
Yeah, I think they made some
effects.
Special effects.
Okay.
In DVD. There is two or three times you
if
see.
If I go to menu, there is something.
You see the same kind of scene, just two or three.
Ah, okay,
seconds.
So maybe like here, for instance, it is just
yeah.
reproduced two times.
Do you know what this is? No, what menu? Or there is no menu in the
no,
menu?
There is no
okay.
menu.
Okay.
So it's just one chapter to the menu.
Okay. So this is the same video, the ABI number
yeah,
one.
Yes. Yes.
And on the DVD, I saw that there are some other stuff. I don't know. This one?
I think in the video there's two videos. One is the real video and the other is just introduction when you have the menu.
Okay.
Oops. So this is okay. This video is about 4 minutes, 5 minutes, right?
No, it's 30 minutes.
Ah, okay, so this is not the one that has been.
No,
there.
But yes, this is the same, but there was a problem. When I have to the grab from the DVD to the files.
Ah, okay.
So this is why they
have
like two
files. Okay,
went. Now I have one file also on the.
Okay.
So you can
one
process again. And
okay.
It's real time, right? I mean, the
mm-hmm.
processing.
Yeah, I would. Maybe a bit less than, a bit more than real time.
A bit more than real time.
I will have to check, but if it's
yeah.
5 minute videos, it's like done and yeah, quickly.
Yeah, normally it could go faster. But probably it's probable that even for the project, you will do some of the reprogramming.
Yes.
Okay. Especially if we need to interface new components.
Potentially.
Yeah, or for just reading and the DB, something
yeah.
like this.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, anyway, for this we don't know exactly yet because
okay.
that's not sure what they want to, what they use as tools for reading DVD and so
yes.
on. And because I don't think this is so difficult, now you have, you already looked at the state of the computing instances and so on. So if we want to do a special thing that probably runs fast, it may be easier to do it directly. But yeah, the interface is very. So the interface uses the output of your program.
Yeah, so I will use the whiteboard.
So in fact, yeah, the interface is quite simple to use. For instance, you see on the URL I put. Okay, I just go. There is mmm.gap.ch/gif/video/browser/video/browser/3frames. Frames.html. And then this CGI program has the parameter video name equals cinetis. Okay, demo one. In fact, I just explained how to put the data on MMM, but it's quite simple. When you log into MMM with a SSH, for instance, so you just put, I'm talking in this MMM data, video browser, slash. And then this is the name of the new directory you will create. And there stands, there is a couple of things. It's this name, so I will say this is video name. So video name dot AVI. Just because we need the AVI so that we can
we can do the
get frame,
but otherwise it's not necessary.
It's not necessary.
Yeah. Okay.
You need
to generate these images, right? Okay.
Yeah, and this is this is done on the fly with
okay.
get frame.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you need that.
Okay.
You need the XML, so it's video name, and I could data the XML, but in fact it's just a simple convention. I could have put nothing, but I just put data. It's a convention, data, and then video name. Okay, it's rm9.rm.
Okay.
But in fact, yeah, when I think now, we could have. Only with
yeah,
the extension
okay.
you can see.
But the name of the video file is video name.
The name is no.
It's the same as the directory.
Yeah, the same as the directory. It could
okay.
have been video name
okay.
itself, but it's the same as the directory. And that's it, actually. When you do that, I did the same for Kayak. You say Kayak, in fact, now
yeah,
it's Kayak,
okay.
and then you can see. And this output, yeah.
It's in there, yeah.
This output, this file is an output from the software, the shot boundary detection
okay.
software.
Okay.
And it's a simple format, I suppose, like.
It's a very simple format.
Like your scenes,
yeah.
shots.
Yeah.
Actually,
okay.
okay. some timestamps.
Yeah, I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
but you
It's yeah, it's
yeah, I mean,
the
it
video
might
scene
be
shot. It's hierarchical, so in XML and keyframe timestamp, and from the timestamp and the video location, he knows how to get the frame, each of these frames.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do, in fact, I don't know, yeah, it's Mozilla Firefox, we push through.
So every
okay,
every frame on the page is online.
And every frame is stored into a backup. In fact, every frame, it's MMM who manage this automatically.
Okay.
So that when you ask for this frame, in fact, we can. Okay, I'll just view frame close. When I view image, when I say view image on this frame,
yes.
Up, we go there,
okay.
And this is a. In fact, it's a Perl program that outputs instead of outputting HTML or text, it outputs JPEG.
Okay, I understand.
From the video
yes,
with
okay.
a timestamp, it outputs a JPEG.
Okay.
But this is
on the
nice.
On the server, the original is a video film.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this image is output.
So for example,
to
you
the
can
client.
Change. You can change the number.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Okay, I understand.
Here.
In the other.
The other application. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Perfect.
And who has
yeah,
the right?
This one. Okay.
Who has the right to put data on MMM? There are the MMM developers, so I'm part of that.
Okay.
But we could. We could.
Yeah,
it's
not a problem.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not a problem.
Yeah.
I wanted to see something else. Oh yeah, and the images are sent to your browser, the client, this browser, but also kept in a directory in on
okay.
MMM.
Okay. There is a local cache.
Exactly, a cache.
Okay.
I say backup, but it's a cache.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. That's how it works.
So if we, for example, now we have the case that this video is not correct because I have made a wrong grabbing. So we need to remove the cache for this video, or this is
no, no, it's okay. For the cache, we have plenty of space on MMM.
Yeah.
So this is not a problem.
Yeah, but what I mean is,
if I
put the same video with the same
yeah,
name,
exactly, yeah,
instead of this one,
and it detects okay.
the shoot are
yeah.
different.
So you go inside the get frame function, you see where it
we need
saves
to
it,
remove them.
And then there is a special naming convention,
yeah,
and you can remove the.
Okay.
But it's
not a real usage.
No.
Okay.
Because it's in cache.
Yes.
Yeah, so that
okay.
if I put another video with the same name, they will happen again. They will appear.
Yes.
Yeah,
because this
happen.
One was.
If you have the same decomposition.
Yeah.
This one
if you have
yeah.
the same decomposition.
Yeah. But
yeah.
it may happen that for 90% of the frame it's different, so you see it's fine, but suddenly you have one other frame, you don't know what it is
yeah.
and where it comes from.
Okay.
But,
yeah,
on
okay.
MMM, now we don't have such many videos.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you put in another directory, or a new naming convention with a special code.
Oh, you mean because it's a MMM cache?
Yeah, MMM
okay.
cache.
So this means that when it's done, if I go on my computer and I do the same, it's not going to enter in my cache, but it's going to be already there.
Yeah.
In MMM.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it
so
can go in
so
the browser cache also.
So it's not done online.
The first time is
the
done
first
online.
Time, yeah, but after it's.
Yeah, you can
okay.
see here.
Okay, okay.
The first time.
I thought it was everything was generated on the fly. So
you know, you see that. Well, here it was cached because I already pressed view, but now it's on the fly.
Yeah, okay.
So it's quite
it's quick.
Quick.
But, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so if you come back now.
And then if you come.
Yeah.
Because.
Okay, but My
The images are already
post
generated.
yeah, okay.
And maybe they are on the cache of this
Yes, computer.
Browser, this
Yeah,
computer.
that's true. Yeah. But
So,
okay.
okay.
But
That's why it was used with, yeah. Sébastien did the C function, and yeah, and the Perl is calling this C executable.
Yeah, okay.
And it was used with the LM server with Pierre.
A question on the organization of the MMM. So you don't have a part for a specific project. Every, for example, if we make a lot of film for Cinetis, all are on the top. I mean, all the film are. You don't have a separation for the film, for Cinetis, or for other project. And
in fact,
where you say video main equal,
we could, you know,
all are on the
okay.
same level.
You know, all this graphical user interface that you see.
So could you say
okay.
video name equals
in
Cinetis slash something?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We could do that.
Okay.
We could put Cinetis slash here and then Cinetis slash.
Okay.
This,
okay.
It works.
Okay.
Okay. But the point is, this interface is, I think, 6 or 7 files only.
Yeah.
XML.
Okay.
Well, it's per CGI that I put XML and XSL. So it's not a big deal to
okay.
to make a new like Cinetis browser. Or
okay.
Yeah,
if you need to make some special thing on the browser,
yeah, we copy all the files and there is just one. One parameter, one string
okay.
that we need to know where this data is, and we could create a MMM data with a browser, Cinetis,
yeah,
or something
okay.
else.
It's, okay.
it's quite extensible. And
okay.
Even if you would change the CGI, for instance, we
yeah.
assume that we say we don't do anything.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Those things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking that here I see that you have online video structure correction, which means
yeah,
that
but it's not. It was you know,
okay.
this is working the expand all.
Yeah.
But this is.
Work in progress.
This is wishable.
Yeah, to do list or something.
Okay,
online video annotation and video structure correction, but
yeah.
It's not easy on the web,
mm.
on the web with HTML pages, to do such corrections like video structure corrections, for instance.
Okay.
For that, you need it's possible maybe on interfaces like Flash or Java,
yeah.
but still
okay.
there is it takes place more work and
so for
but yeah, I mean it's good good point.
Because I was thinking if it's there, I mean, we could use it there.
Yeah.
yeah, we could use it.
And all these files are only internal. This means if I go on Cinetis.
No. From outside. We
from
can
outside of Egypt, we can access this.
Yeah, from home I was able to access it.
With a password? Or
well, we can, for instance, for TSR
mm-hmm.
Videos, Alessandro
yeah.
asked me to do the same thing,
yeah.
and we had like a password convention.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
So this is possible to make.
Okay.
For these videos,
I'm sure it has been downloaded several times, and
yeah.
there are some lawyers that are.
Well,
yeah.
There is no password protection for this video.
Yeah.
Maybe what I say, I'm very tired. But it's demo, and
yeah,
one
okay.
can say you have to guess the name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but
yeah, it's good to.
Yeah, a good point about password protection issues,
yeah,
privacy issues.
Yeah, it might be good indeed if you start building some experiments like this still to have a password.
Okay. Yeah, all the framework is ready with the TSRs,
Yeah,
videos.
I understand.
Usually what we do sometimes, okay, just to say something about possible protections sometimes. Instead of having a purely secure directory, we put a code number like so that it's quite impossible to guess.
Yeah.
Instead of VNM equals kayak, then we would have 0675. And then this directory from outside, we have to take care of that. Okay, not only the video name, this URL is not accessible, but also we should take care that, in fact, MMM, it's in MMM data video browser, and this is accessible from outside. We should take care that this directory, or in fact, this directory is not listable.
Right, okay.
You cannot list from
outside
with FTP or HTTP.
Okay.
Simple things about privacy issues, but there are some methods that is possible to make things private. But I don't know if you want to add anything, but I would say that for the C code, I would like to stress something is that if you want to use the new versions, etc., I think we need to go a little bit through the code, and I would be happy to help.
Yes.
To, for instance, the classes with video structure, etc. And
it was done indeed to be more general than just to do the shot detection. So that's why the code is a bit more complex than currently.
The code is based on OpenCV and Torch.
Yeah, in fact, it's not. There is no Torch. It was called VisionLib to read to extract one frame, each frame of a video.
Okay.
So it was from Sébastien. It was in the Torch library, but it's nothing to do with Torch.
Okay.
And it's using the OpenCV and some classes from Jean-Marc for.
Okay.
So we can forget Tosh and use.
We can forget
the input reader for the MPEG. We can use the OpenCV.
Okay. La fin du valet.
Non, le garage de la voiture. So it's 4:30, so we did 1 hour.
I think it's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Just if you want,
yeah.
This is the parameters of the C program, but usage, video in.
Yes.
Okay. The output file XML. Output file dist. It's the distance. Between each histogram, so that if the XML you feel there is not enough shots, you can, instead of reprocessing the video, you reprocess this file.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
And
okay.
Also some other stuff.
Okay.
For instance, the alpha threshold we talked about is set to 2.4,
okay.
And the seek first, that's the step we always use one, and it should be one because otherwise it's step between consecutive frames.
You can skip some frames.
It doesn't. It's better to keep it one.
Yeah, otherwise after, I mean, if there is a shot, you don't know between, because you drop one frame, you don't know where.
So detection latency is about the. It's half of the window, sliding window. Option
Number.
For keyframe extraction again. Sub threshold,
Okay.
Leave it to one. Yeah.
Okay, it's perfect.
Maybe I will give you this file in as a. It's a kind of readme. I'm just for preparing this. Nice discussion. I'm quite happy to do that because it's good when you do something that there is someone using it.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. I'm sure that there will be. Well, I hope there will be a bit of something.
At least here with the interface, it's quite funny to see that quickly you can do something in 30. If the video is 10 minutes, in 30 minutes. Because
yeah,
it's not a lot of things to change, or even it can do it. We can do it quite automatically.
Yes.
It can be done. Yeah.
So just last question.
Yeah.
So this makes the XML file. Okay. This is the program to generating the XML file
yeah.
in the shot.
Yeah.
And with the kayak, you have one problem. You don't have the real media. So this is another thing.
Oh yeah.
How do you generate the real media?
So the real media is a parallel thing that from the AVI you convert it into real media, and it is done on Windows.
Okay. So you have some special tools from real media.
Yeah.
Okay.
There is the free one is okay. You can use the free. We have a license here at IDIAP, but the if you want to pay, you pay for options such as resize or cropping, but in fact maybe we don't need that, and it's called Helix Producer.
Okay. Helix.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, Helix Producer and that's
it. Okay.
And
but anyway, you need to have Windows to make this.
Yes.
So I will ask you
someone
else. Okay. Okay, I understand.
And yeah,
okay.
With real
but
media.
This is made by a program done outside India. Okay.
Well, this is you can buy or you can order for
right,
free.
Okay.
And
it's not a India program.
No, for
okay.
the real media. And you didn't see, but the real media. Is called via a real server, so it's RTSP the connection, and it's streaming video streaming, so it's not HTTP, so that it can play smoothly. But we are still investigating for other video formats because it's not supported, for instance, in Java applications, etc.
Oh yeah, you mean the Java framework? What Mike presented?
Yeah.
You cannot play
real media.
Media. Okay.
So there are many issues about that.
Okay.
It's another problem.
Formats.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think this was good to
okay.
see the tool.
Thank you.
Tomorrow we are going to. We see most of the things could be shorter, I believe, right? And
yes.
It's good to explain. And I think maybe later we can start.
I think for test, I can take the real demo
and
make
the full
the full processing.
Yeah, it's more interesting to see to both. Maybe they will say, 170 shots. Or it's a lot, but after, I mean, at this point, we don't. There is nothing we can do unless they know what they want to do.
Yeah, there are other things such as video structuring, but it's other level. It's quite.
I think it's going to be very good for them to visualize how you can organize things and maybe what they can do, how they. And so this is important.
Yeah, last thing, this is the kind of XML I think I would put in. So it's the structure is such a video segmentation with a video scene, and then for each shot, you have an ID. Well, this is the terms from MPEG-7 convention, but anyway, shot, begin, and end, the shot keyframe that is the middle here.
Okay. And in this.
Shot.
in this, the begin and end, the number is, for example, the end is 0.12, 12 is
12 frames.
This frame 2 here. Okay.
And in fact, that's what I output.
Okay. Okay.
In, on the, yeah, I think on the interface.
Okay.
And there is only one subplot because, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no less, no less problems with detecting the subshots, etc.
Okay.
But
because you try to do.
Yeah, I tried. Well, not with this one, but yeah, I tried to code some stuff, but I'm not so confident in the way it is.
Yeah, like for instance, if we need to find subshots, usually, it, for instance, it's better to have the whole shot to decide on how to build
yeah.
the subshots. But it shows that maybe if you store all the distances,
yeah.
the distances, we could do some basic stuff.
But we, yeah, even we should, for instance, for the videos, for the spectral clustering, for the clustering, here I store the consecutive. The distance between consecutive histograms,
okay.
but we could store
yeah,
the
yeah,
matrix.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. I think there are many possible things with spectral clustering.
But
with there is one parameter that is really. I can't remember what is the parameter.
The eigengap.
Yeah.
Oh no, you mean the beta triangle distance?
No. The, in the eigen gap to find the good
yeah.
number of clusters
yeah.
is
yeah.
so
yeah.
sensitive.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a bit later in the report.
Okay.
So anytime, yeah, I would be happy to.
Yeah.
Okay.
C'est bon? Yeah, we can go.
Yeah, you can go. This we need it. Oh, no, we in fact we don't need it. Okay. So everything is stored here. Okay.
I suppose.